Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dal, and off we go. And man, did Josh just go off on Deshaun Watson. I had not heard that before.
I hadn't either.
And, there will come a point.
It's a minority perspective, now, to be
but
sure,
there
right
will
now.
Come a point when it's not, it's going to be about a 50-50 perspective.
On Deshaun? On sports. Okay.
On Deshaun.
Because what he was saying was, I think you could extrapolate to all of sports, like where your enjoyment of sports is tarnished by players who just are,
but it's just nothing new. It's the business of sports. It's always turned everybody off. I mean, since
in different ways.
Yeah. I mean, from 40 years ago, dude, it was like, how can you pay a man? Well, first, Nolan Ryan making $1 million. Right. It was like, $1 million? No one's worth $1 million. Right, you kidding me? Right. I mean, and it's been like that ever since. But now it's getting to the point where, you know, the politics involved and the, there is a certain racism involved in all of this as well, that make no mistake about it. It's not going to end anytime soon. There are a lot of people that have turned away from sports. I was shocked when we saw Tiger and Phil and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning playing and how many people watched it and The Last Dance and how many people watched it. It was like, wow, when live sports return, it's going to be crazy how many people are going to be. Nah. No, the ratings were terrible for most everything because everybody was just like, you know what? I'm without sports. I'm okay without sports. Last week we found out, did we need a sports? I know we weren't on the air. Did we need a sports radio station here? Did we need one last week?
Well, I mean, that was a pretty crazy week.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to nut cutting time, when it's the difference between life and death, when it's the difference between having heat or no freezing to death, having no electricity and all that stuff, sports takes a really backseat. And you know what? All of this stuff, all this crap that all, you know, players and the way that it's changing, people don't like change. People do not want change. If it was this way the whole time that players ran the show, owners have always run. They've had their way for time since sports began. The owners have had their way. Olympians being amateurs as opposed to getting paid. I mean, that was the first sports was Olympians. And no, that's amateurism. We're not paying you. Okay, that's how we're going to do it? Okay. If they'd have been paid from the get-go, we'd be well past this right now, and it would not make any difference. But now,
there wasn't as much money involved. At a time, it was a very practical matter. With Olympians, you didn't have a team. You weren't like Olympians were not. You didn't have the funding to pay Olympians when it started.
Have been paying to get in to see the Olympics for a long, long time.
But you don't own the Olympics here in the United States.
No. Not just the United. I'm not talking about just the United States. Since Greece, people wanted to see it, so they might pay for it. We don't know. Was there any money being exchanged at the beginning? I don't know. Do you? I don't. So but neither here nor there. Because this is all changing. Because the player has got so much more leverage, it really is going to turn off a lot of people. A lot, I think.
Well, I think some of it is it's fundamentally altering. And we're talking about this because of Deshaun Watson, Josh. And was it just a clip that was played before from one of his shows? I guess.
Yeah.
We're just talking about the fundamental changing of what we've seen since. I mean, we've always had holdouts. not always, but I mean, there have been holdouts. Emmitt Smith had one famously in the early 90s where he missed time. But it didn't fundamentally alter the landscape of, no. of sports or enjoyment other than for Cowboy fans.
Well, he came back after two games, and then they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. you know, you've had things here and there, but I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the decision was, and that's even been admittedly, Maverick Carter and LeBron have both said, we handled, you know, we know we that was, we turned it into a spectacle and used the opportunity to blah, blah, blah. the idea that players would gang up, and there's a lot of people who are fine with that. Just fundamentally, if you take your emotion out of it, it's not fundamentally great for a sport when you don't have a level of potential parity. And the reason is because you then, when you have a 30-team league, you worry if there's only, you know, 12 viable teams, 14 viable teams, the other ones stop making money or the other ones start to have trouble. And it's financially, it's not a good idea. It lessens the strength of your TV deal down the road. Well, in baseball, 32 in basketball, whatever the case, 31, 30, 30 and yeah, 30 and 30 and 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. You basically are at a point where, and I'm not, this is not hyperbole. You should consider contraction. Like if you're not going to be, if you have markets, and I'm not saying there is one now, but if there's a market that is too undesirable where players don't want to stay there ever, and I could see Minnesota potentially turning into that. If that's the case, then why even have that market around? Like what's that as a feeder system? Baseball, you know, baseball's not great as a feeder system. It's just not good. What good does that do to have a feeder system for other teams where a fan base can't even get excited about their own home team? Baseball's had that problem now for a couple decades where teams, you know, teams who used to be very powerful, the Reds and the Pirates and whatnot, their fan bases, at least in the past, have not been able to be excited about their teams because the Royals, because of now, you know, we have seen the Royals win a World Series, but if you fundamentally change it to where teams' entire fan bases can't be excited, or fan bases can't be excited that they can hang on to their own players,
yeah. Well,
this isn't soccer where players are gone and your team. That's not what this is. You have to have some affinity for your team where you love the players and you want the players to be here. If guys can just leave whenever they want, that's not a good model for.
Guess what? That's now turning into the NFL's turning. I was listening this morning the salary cap to be where it's going to be. Free agents right now, the middle guy is going to get squeezed out, it's going to be rookies and then the big contracts, the quarterback deals. But the middle guy is going to get squeezed out, and the middle guy is probably going to sign a one-year deal now, and we're going to see a bunch of hopping around from team to team, right? Because of this $180 million salary cap.
$180 floor, you must spend $180. They think it's going to go, the gap will be between $180 floor and $185 is what they expect.
Right. So,
but that's a lot less than it was going to be. And so,
yeah, but back to this Deshaun thing. I think that Deshaun is, I think that when it's all said and done, you know, and first of all, I don't believe he's going anywhere. And, you know, he'll be able to overcome this if he becomes amenable to accepting an apology, if he becomes amenable to sitting down and discussing, if he becomes amenable to having an open mind about the organization again. If he doesn't, if he sits, if he sulks, if he pouts, if he wants out and will not return to the team, Deshaun Watson will not be looked at in a favorable light here. He just won't. He's going to. I mean, I understand that the organization. Everybody gets what the organization is right now with Cal McNair leading the way. It's a dumpster fire. It's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, that's why this is an unusually. I mean, this circumstance is actually fairly unusual, though. I mean, Deshaun. It's not like Deshaun has just said, "I can't win here." It's a little more than that. It's Deshaun says, "What the are you doing?" Mm-hmm. Like we've talked about this now. Since the Hopkins trade, what Deshaun actually plays for this team and is responsible for beating. Now, I do think that his position is weakened by signing his extension and taking that money, and then before he even starts the contract saying he wants out, it weakens his position a little bit. But Deshaun saying what we're saying, like, what the hell is going on here?
Yep.
This is terrible. I want out of here. What's unusual to me is that he hasn't gone to management and say, y'all need to get rid of Jack Easterby. He won't do it.
No.
He won't do it, dude. Flex your muscles on that.
Well, if you... Yeah.
Save the city. Well, Turn into a legend.
But are you sure that it's Jack Easterby that it's his sights are set on? I'm pretty sure it's Cal.
I can't
be here with this moron running the team.
I'm to the point now where I really truly believe it's Cal and Hannah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, after talking to some people.
Well, but it's Cal's the face, and Cal's the one that talks to Deshaun. Yeah. Cal's the one that's the face.
I'm going to call it ownership.
Right. Well, but it is Cal who is allegedly steering the ship. Is Hannah from behind the scenes?
Yeah. Let's say Cal sold it. You think Deshaun's like, oh, cool, I'm back.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think he looks at the team and still says, I'm not going to. It doesn't change the fact that he knows he's not going to win anytime soon.
Well.
And he'll be 28 years old before he has a chance of winning next. I think that's another part of it.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's a big part of it as well. Yeah, I do. But the reason that he can't win is because the ownership is too stupid. That's why. That's why he can't win. And if ownership changed, I think that would be. He has not. Remember, he went after the guy with the sign about Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
I mean, how disrespectful it was. So I'm not sure that this is an Easterby problem. This is a Cal problem. This is the guy that you talked to. Cal said it in the press conference. I've talked to Deshaun like a month ago in the season every week, and we sat and we talked. And then when it came time to actually doing stuff, no Deshaun at all, because you're too dumb to play the game. I mean, I'm convinced ownership changes, Deshaun's mind changes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 7-Eleven, ESPN 97.5.
By the way, when we come back, James Harden helped win a game yesterday in a manner that you would never, ever expect in a billion years against the Clippers.
All right. I'm going to guess it was something defensive.
I'm not going to say.
Let's talk about that. That sounds like a little jab. That tease was
Hey, how
jab.
About my friends over at SiteJab? I've been noticing lately how janky so many websites are. And the thing with SiteJab is they can really give you a brand new facelift on your website. And your website tells people who you are, what you're about, what your work looks like, how to contact you. And if you don't have SiteJab, I mean, you really are going to be in a situation where you are hoping to, you know, keep customers or get customers to use your service when your competitors may have something that looks way, way better, more updated. And honestly, people are going to judge you on that. And let SiteJab tighten you up so that you have a website that looks updated. That is not only does it look good, but it also is going to help people get the information that they need. They can see the portfolio of work that you've done. They can create videos for you that can be embedded on your site. They can add e-commerce to your site. There's so many things they can do with social media management and brand creation, and it's an entire suite of products. Simply go to SiteJab.com, 2 decades in the business here in Houston, and they do amazing work. They can do the same thing for you. I promise you that much. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Leonard, unaware, asking them to challenge. Unaware that they don't have the challenge.
Yep.
No. Nope. Nope, Mike.
Don't like
you
the call.
You can say yep all you want. This is NBA basketball.
That was last night after James Harden took not a charge. It was a push-off.
Player control
foul. Kawhi with his left arm. I mean, is James going to get fined for flopping?
No.
No, probably not.
No, the call's going to stand. And so here's the deal. They were down two. Kawhi goes to the rim. And I'll say this about James Harden. Kawhi had him, so it's top of the Kawhi rolls from left side angle, catches the ball top of the key, drives past James Harden. He has Harden beat, and Harden hustles into a position where he's in football with a cornerback, we'd say he's in route phase, where he's right next to the guy. Like, he actually hustled his body positioning up to get into a position where Kawhi had a – it looks worse than it is. Like, Kawhi has his left hand on James, and James starts the flopping process, so Kawhi's arm becomes extended because the body's not there anymore. And it looks a little like a push-off. Kawhi does move into James. It's a no-call, though, all day, every day in the NBA. That's not a call that's ever made, especially late in the game. And they called it, and they didn't have they couldn't review it, and they end up losing 112-108, they being the Toronto Raptors. But don't look now. The Nets have won six straight. James had 37 points.
The Clippers.
What did I say?
Toronto Raptors.
No, the Clippers lose.
Right, right.
And then yesterday, the Nets won their sixth straight. They're now 20-12. They're now 20-12, and they won six straight. James had 37. James made a defensive play to help seal
the
game.
That's the thing. That's crazy.
Is that a defensive play?
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, is it?
Because, well, I mean,
he hustled back in a position.
He hustled back.
He gave himself a chance to flop. In the NBA, that's all you do is give yourself
back,
a chance to flop.
Put his arms on Kawhi first, so he initiated the contact. And then when Kawhi, being the strong dude that he is, said, "Get your arm off of me," and he went up, and the referees fell for it. I mean, it's, I don't know if it's a defensive play or an acting play, whatever you want to call it. The Nets did get the job done, and they won. I'm not giving James credit for that.
You know what? You got to give him credit. He was near a play.
Yeah, and he committed
close to the play defensively.
Surprisingly, he
close
was
close enough to get fouled.
That's Nelson. Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm not giving him any credit for the win.
I'm not. What? Yeah.
No, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's
I'm not giving Tom Brady any credit for that win.
Are you
for the Super Bowl because he had three interceptions?
Yeah.
He didn't throw three Super Bowl.
To the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't give him credit for that. He was trash in the second half.
See?
He was trash in that second half. That's not my.
First half?
Well, he was great. Then he was trash. Sorry. He can have a trash second half. That's okay. But it's the referees fell for James. It's nonsense. Okay, fine.
Yeah, but the fact that James is even in position to do nonsense is pretty.
Wait a minute. Why are we talking about the Ultimate Weapon? He doesn't play here anymore.
Because James is now.
Why is that? Why are you in the second segment? It's a James Harden segment.
Because I think it's time we acknowledge that James can be a defensive stopper.
Oh, no, I mean, what?
Haven't you and Adam Clanton been saying that for years?
Ooh, that's bad company,
huh?
Yeah, I've been saying that James hasn't been doing it. James can play better defense. He just chose not to because he was resting.
No. I've James heard for resting. Years how you two. James can play. I don't want to hear any more. James can't play. He's the greatest post-up defender ever.
I don't think you heard that from me.
Yeah. Sounded like you.
I don't think you heard that from me.
Sound just like him?
Sounded just like
Lance.
Him. I don't know if you said it, but that impression of you was dead on.
Soft ass in here. We didn't have any heat in here. It was 70 degrees yesterday. We didn't have any heat. How did it go?
John literally went home because a little blue piece of cloth can't be over his mic. I would literally inhale coronavirus to fight it back.
What?
What would you do?
Like, come on, try to get me coronavirus. What? I inhaled it, the coronavirus.
No.
And how did that work out for you?
I didn't feel great.
Yeah. So did you win that battle?
Yeah. How'd
eventually.
That work?
Eventually I did. Wasn't a good fight. But I beat it with Korean barbecue. I beat it with Korean chicken.
You know how I know you're not a real one?
How?
Because you could have done the whole, look, James is doing great things for the community. He's trying to get with Houston Plumbers. You could have done that. Or you could talk about an actual Houstonian, Derek Lewis, winning a UFC fight. But want to talk about James playing defense for the Nets against the Clippers? You ain't a real one.
How about Victor Oladipo?
You're casual.
I was wondering, how does this work?
He is casual.
So Victor Oladipo.
Is he still a thing?
Yeah, he provided 500 meals yesterday.
Oh, nice. Way to go.
Cadillac Bar. Okay, so that's Tillman Fertitta's restaurant. So I was literally thinking, because the Rockets sent it out, here's video, Victor Oladipo providing 500 meals, which is great, or 500, 5,000, I think 500. Like, okay, that's cool. And Maybe it's 5,000, but he provided meals, which is awesome. But I was thinking, okay, how does this work? Like, realistically, the player didn't say, "I've got to do something." Tillman, what can you do? Can any of your restaurants open now? I'm being serious here. Do you think Tillman, because he has 60 restaurants, says, "Look, guys, we're going to give you guys an opportunity. Either this is the cost, or if you pay for our cost on the food, we will put this many meals out here. It'll cost you $10,000, whatever the case may be. and we'll go out there and do something. You can do something for the community." "Yeah, I'll do this one." And the player raises his hand and says, "I'll do it." Like, okay, Victor, you're the guy. Because, I mean, it's his restaurant. Like, Chris Williams, this guy from Lucille's, is doing this incredible stuff. He's a chef there. He's doing this incredible stuff around the city, feeding people. And I just wonder, is this one of those situations, because it's a Tillman restaurant, is it just like, "Oh, we're going to provide meals, we'll do it from our restaurant," which makes sense.
Well, Oladipo said, "I want to..."
Maybe that's how it happened.
Yeah. And then he said, "Well, how is it? Okay, what's the easiest way?" "Well, Tillman will help you out." "Okay, that's great."
Maybe it happened that way.
Yeah.
Or I just didn't know if Tillman said, "Hey, guys, we can do this. If you pay this amount, you know, you give this amount up in your check,
so
I'll
cynical.
Do that."
Maybe.
That's a legitimate question. How does that, when the owner has all the restaurants.
Or Tillman would have said, "Since you don't play basketball for me and I still pay you,
you gotta do this.
Would you like to do this? Or you're going to do this?"
Yeah, I'll
you
see.
You can write it off.
Yeah.
No, how about give the player and maybe even Tillman some credit instead of that there's some underhanded scheme involved?
Nah, he ain't looking for that.
I don't think it's underhanded scheme. I just thought from a practical standpoint, how does that work when a player, does a player go to the owner, or does the owner say, "Hey, we've got this, like these are the things available for the team"?
You know, Victor Oladipo, or his publicist, Victor's publicist came to him.
This is how it works.
This side. And said, "You know what? You really need to step up and do something." "Okay, that's great. What's the easiest thing I can possibly do?"
Well, the owner has
a bunch of restaurants. Why don't you just tell him, and he'll have a bunch of people, and then all you have to do is show up and then hand some out. We'll get a photo op.
You're shooting under 40%. You need some goodwill.
Need to do something.
You need some goodwill in the community, because we think the free agent market's going to dry up, and we think your best shot is to stay here, if we're being honest.
Well, and not only that, but you better be a good guy, because you're not really good at basketball right now.
Yeah, the basketball stuff's not really hitting for you.
No.
So we might need to really...
Why are we being so ugly?
I don't know.
To donate it and was out there handing out meals.
I'm just trying to be practical.
Was he out there? I don't know that.
Yeah, there's video footage of it.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
The Rockets made sure you had it.
He had an ankle problem. You sure he should be on that ankle? Considering, you know, he doesn't
actually
play
basketball. Maybe he had a walking boot on.
Well, you know all about walking
boots. Yeah, walking boots are tight. Mm-hmm. They work great. It was just a practical thing I was just curious about, because I do think, you know, an agent told me one time, he goes, "Here's a dirty little secret about a lot of the players. Once you learn so much behind the scenes, sometimes it's hard to be as excited about sports when you learn all the things that ruin your perspective from when you were a kid and you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. For example, a lot of players have charitable foundations and things like that, because it's a PR. For a lot of them, it's a PR thing. We'll get into Cam Newton a little bit. But it's a PR thing where they just, you know, they don't even have to be that attached to it. And there's a chance for them to, money can go through there. They can pay their friends through the charity to run the charity and things like that. And so it's like some guys are really into it, and then others are, it's just a name. Like, you just put your name on it. You make one appearance, and then, you know, you've got people who run that charity stuff for you, which is great, but you don't even have to put money into it.
Yeah, and whatever. I mean, there's behind the scenes, there are so many people doing so much, and
the PR people also look out for, hey, this would be a great opportunity.
You do put your name on it, and it does raise money because your name is on it. So that's nice.
I find it interesting. This segment began with Lance complimenting the former shooting guard.
Yeah, one of the guys who actually was...
And then shutting down and taking shots at the current shooting guard.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
And well, what happened to Thundersticks?
Yeah, what's going on?
I like guys who score 37.
I guess.
You know, I like guys who score 37 and play defense.
I guess now he's got his Thundersticks from the 76ers.
Okay? For the, yeah. Who are you rooting for, the Nets or the 76ers in the playoffs?
Which one? Which one are
76ers?
Yeah, yeah. Daryl's there.
Daryl's there.
Which one are you rooting for?
I like guys who win MVPs.
What? Ooh, so you're rooting for the Nets.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm rooting for them. I'm just acknowledging great defensive effort and 37 points.
I would add.
I like winners.
I can add more to your Oladipo slander. Where'd you see him out there? Because I'm looking at what the Rockets provided. It's not. I don't see any Victor Oladipo.
Where is?
Well, his name's on it.
Is he still a thing? I'm not even sure. Is he
Victor Oladipo's name is on it.
I know that to be the case, but I don't see him out there. Not that he has to be.
Well,
I think it was Rockets employees and Cadillac Bar employees doing it.
There you go. Thank you.
He
provided it.
He provided the meals. Victor Oladipo can't be out there. He's got an ankle thing he's worried about.
Is he? Does he?
Yes, I believe he does. Well, he's... Yeah, he hasn't played in the Rockets, by the way. Didn't play over the weekend, if you guys were not paying attention, because he had other issues to deal with, understandably. They had their two games postponed, and they'll be back in action, looks like, tonight against the Bulls. A Bulls team who's actually better than you might think.
Yeah, because Saturday was so horrific out there.
Hey, the government shutdown. That's what
do you mean a government?
That's what they attributed the game being canceled to.
No. The other problem
was... Saturday was... Beautiful.
No, but Saturday, the
water still.
Yeah, it's the water thing was the big issue.
Yeah.
But the water.
So don't drink. Which, you know what? But there's bottled water.
By the way, well, yeah, it was harder to get some of the stuff.
Somebody
like a lot
be
of
under
restaurants.
The faucet? No, that's never happened. That
okay,
never happens
so,
there.
So quick question. Water. We're on a water boil stuff. I saw the stuff that was coming out of the sink. Like you turn it on, and then all of a sudden it'd be on, and all of a sudden there'd be a brown run, and then it'd be
I never saw that.
Yeah, I saw it. And
I don't know what
I didn't like the way it smelled, any of that stuff.
No, what's League City like?
So,
oh, we're still under a boil water notice.
Yeah, we are too.
But I didn't see.
No, we're
but
not.
I'm not noticing.
As of yesterday.
Yeah, I thought Houston was not.
I thought it was still till today.
No, yesterday. No? It shut down. We're good now. I'm like,
I don't know about this.
I want some distance. Oh, you didn't get the thing on your iPhone?
It didn't pop up.
A big
on your
alert?
Phone?
Yeah, but I just kind of shut it off and I didn't look
You
it
need
up.
To read it. It's not I trust me, it's not one of the children who've been kidnapped that you don't read.
No.
It's not one of those like, oh, stupid kidnapped child. What's that called? The Amber Alert.
Amber Alert.
It's not the Amber Alert, John. This is the
I don't think that's stupid.
Do you utter the phrase stupid kidnapped child when you get that alert?
I've never said that in my life.
Public safety alert. This came in yesterday. Effective immediately, Houston's main water system has lifted its boil water notice.
Good.
Flush your water system by running cold water faucets for at least 1 minute. I just don't believe fundamentally that it goes from being, boil your water, you can get it.
Amoebas, parasites.
Like, it's gone. You're good. I'm like, you know what?
All you need is one minute.
Turn on 1 minute. It's going to be super clean.
You guys sound like anti-vaxxers.
7:29.
When the government tells you,
no, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
When the government tells you things are safe, they're safe.
You know what I sound like?
I don't think it's safe.
I sound right now. I sound like Patrick Chastain. That's what I sound like.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I sound just like him.
I've never heard of him.
I'm going to tell you this. Okay. Hi, I'm Patrick Chastain. Come to our store, or you can do it online at ChastainFord.com. But if you want to come to the dealership and you want to get a work or cargo van, listen, plumbers, anybody who's doing any kind of renovations, restoration, holy crap, you're busier. You are so busy right now, and you need a work or cargo van. How about this? You got lightly used, under warranty for contractors and plumbers right now, work and cargo vans, F-150s with built-in generators. There are stories. That was like news of the weird story, how in Houston, an F-150 generator was powering the house. Why is that crazy? That's happening. If you have the new 2021 Ford F-150, this is happening for you. You got a built-in generator. So not only do you not have to buy a generator, you got the best pickup truck in the world, and you got a generator as well. So how about that? If you're looking for the best way to get into this Ford car or truck, the only dealership you should go to It's Chastain Ford. You can do it all online at ChastainFord.com. No add-ons, no dealer add-ons. I'm not trying to upsell you. Or you can go to the dealership on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastain Ford.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. So, Peter King...
Who do you like better, Peter Dinklage, Peter King?
Peter Dinklage, but everybody likes him. I mean, it's always better with Peter Dinklage around. Everything is better with Peter Dinklage
around. Oh, celebrated actor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just his quotes, I mean, from Game of Thrones. I mean, yeah.
They're written. He's not the writer.
No, but wouldn't you like him to do those for you sitting in, you know, your living room?
Yeah, but that's different.
You know?
Yeah.
It's his Nitties and Wine. That one?
I drink and I know stuff.
I drink and I know stuff. He's got Peter King, not Peter Dinklage, has got, he thinks that John Lynch from the 49ers should make this deal. 7-for-1. Jimmy Garoppolo, Fred Warner,
ooh,
Mike McGlinchey,
ooh,
first round picks in 2021. 2022 plus a second round pick in 21 and a third rounder in 22.
For Deshaun?
Yeah.
Why would he deal McGlinchey?
Well, and plus, how are you going to win if you're San Francisco?
So if you're dealing McGlinchey, then the thought is you're either move Tyus Howard to right guard, or you're moving, or you have a second deal to move Laramie Tunsil, which
sounds like you couldn't use McGlinchey. And Fred,
well, he's a tackle.
Yeah, I know. So you can still use him.
Who are you going to play him?
You really can't replace Tyus
Howard. No. Tyus Howard, take a cap hit by moving him to.
Get rid of one of the Kelemechis or Ksenios. Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Tyus Howard, you probably have McGlinchey at right tackle when you move Tyus Howard inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm not a fan of moving Laramie Tunsil. I don't see any reason why you give that much up. And unless you get exactly that much back, which you can't because it's never been the rate the Texans paid these ridiculous rates, I don't see why you would. Look, you already made a bad deal. You might as well keep it.
You can make a deal like
Don't
Clowney.
Buy high, sell low.
You can pick up some of his salary for them.
Those days are over.
No.
Nick Caserio isn't doing that.
Well, really?
Yeah, only one person in Houston, two people, would do that. Not even their cap guy. They had to get rid of their cap guy because he was too much of a meddling kid. Like, I would have got away for it if it wasn't for you meddling kids. You know that guy?
Yeah.
Where they take his, where Scooby Doo's gang takes off the mask.
Yeah.
And it's like Chris Olsen, or no, it's Bill O'Brien. Like, I would have got away for it if it wasn't you for you meddling kids. Only the meddling kid is Chris Olsen. Guess what? In this version of it, they killed the entire crew. Scoop, Amy Palsik is one of them. Daphne or whatever, dead.
Doug West is dead.
Doug West,
Mike Parson, dead.
Mike Parson's dead.
Yeah, the only
Chris Olsen, dead.
In this one, Scooby-Doo is actually going up against a villain with a gun. And instead of, you know, going with this back and forth, where I put on a mask, I just shoot all of you, and now it's over. It's
yeah.
Now, and I win.
Now, how's that, meddling kids? You won't meddle with
there
is
no
anymore,
meddling
you?
Kids.
No.
They were able to make bad trades, and, like, Chris Olsen's dead. He's not able to do anything. They kept making these awful trades. Well, now... Okay, you bought high. You got to just hang on to your commodity in the stock market, which is Laramie Tunsil. You don't want to sell and take the loss now. Just utilize him for what he does, which is protect the quarterback and get false starts. That's what he does.
And showing
he
off gets his
false
drip.
Starts.
And he shows off his drip.
He shows off his drip. Did you get a chance to look at his Instagram?
Yeah, we did
that's,
it on,
that's
on
like,
Friday.
It that's was... cornerback. It is NBA.
Yeah, he's got,
it is NBA.
He's got NBA swag.
I was looking at Marco Wilson, your guy.
Well, don't
from
put
Florida.
That gator on me.
Ooh. Man, he and his brother are good with the drip.
Don't
not
put
as good
Mark
with the
on
football.
Me. Oh, you better watch yourself.
Yeah,
you better watch yourself. If they hear about it, you're gonna catch it.
I know he's not gonna like. I got
a
quote.
Like a pouncy thing, is it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that. Not a lot of things are like that.
No.
I got a quote from a football guy yesterday on Marco Wilson. I'm gonna use. It's not complimentary. He's like, if you're looking for guys who love football, are gonna work hard and be team guys
Find
who are humble,
else.
Keep on looking.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he'll enjoy. I'm sure Chad.
I'm like, I don't want to use this.
I'm sure Chad, the dad, his brother, Quincy, and Marco will all appreciate those comments from you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say, look, it's not me, guys.
You should at Gridiron Studs. I think that's the dad's Twitter handle. And go, didn't do a good job raising this kid.
Ooh, don't do that. Don't do that.
If you're looking for some smoke.
No.
No, I don't need any smoke.
No, I don't want. We don't want armed guards here. Okay.
What restaurant is this?
Did you see what they did?
Yeah.
See what the restaurant did?
Reserved for anybody other than Jack Easterby.
For social distancing.
And he won't say.
And so, in other words, anyone other than Jack Easterby. It says right.
It says sauce. I can't tell what Charles Robinson, who actually lives in Houston now. I think. I'm trying to see. Which restaurant? I'm not going to say. I'm sure other people have seen it. It's highly trafficked, very popular in the Westheimer Galleria River Oaks corridor, which is right around here.
So wait a minute, but I don't understand it really. So yeah, a very popular Houston restaurant. Sign reads, reserved for anybody other than Jack Easterby for social distancing. So wait.
I don't know.
So wait a minute. Anybody could, other than Jack Easterby can sit there.
Correct.
Yeah. Jack Easterby's not allowed to
sit there. He's not allowed to sit there.
Basically, they're saying he's not even allowed
to. Yeah, he's not allowed in the restaurant.
Well, is it at every table?
I don't know.
I think he said yes.
On some tables.
Oh, Chewy's on Westheimer.
Oh, Chewy's? So, on some tables, though. So, Jack Easterby could sit at other tables, but he can't sit at those tables with this.
Chewy's and Westheimer's. But they're basically just saying, I wouldn't get too caught up in the clunky wording.
It's not a very good slight.
It's clunky wording. Why don't you just say Jack Easterby banned from the restaurant? Yeah, just say that. No Jack. Just have a picture. You know Jack's picture that we always see?
This man is not welcome.
Yeah, and just has this. Yeah. No Jack Easterby.
Right.
No shirt, no shoes, no Easterby.
A lot less
clunky. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? And then I saw somebody with a Jack Easterby Crip Fit. Where it's Crip Walk, there's like a Crip Walk fitness class that there's out there.
Yeah, someone tweeted us.
They said that's Jack Easterby's Crip Fit class, which is gang. You know, the Crip Walk is a gang dance. It's a dance from. It's
not something Jack should be doing.
It's not something that Jack can do, but he knew about the Crip Walk.
Yeah.
He knew about the dance.
He knows. Because he's part of the hood.
He's hip. He's part of the culture.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not.
He is. Did you hear him talk?
Yes.
Okay, so.
More evidence.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You think Jesus without that Crip Walk hat? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Bag.
Give me 50 feet. Jesus said, give me six feet. Social distance.
we've talked about it before. There are not many things that I am deeply bothered by. It's an affront to my sensibilities that he did that. I'm like, nothing really gets me, but
it
that.
It made your skin crawl, didn't it?
Beat it.
It is.
I'm done with Jack now.
You're done with.
I was
he was my guy. He was my guy. All those picks he gave me, of course. He was my guy. And then he does this. I'm out on Jack now.
Wow. He was your guy.
He was.
We're resilient people.
He was the author of one of the best trades in Dolphins history.
Think about this. Have you thought about this, how resilient Houstonians are? We've made it through. It depends on when you were born. You made it through different things. But just over the last 10 years, we've made it through. Last 12 years. Two major hurricanes, two other floods, this winter thing with no electricity. I mean, people lost their lives. That's not a joking matter at all. A kid went outside, and two old people went outside. And he just went outside. But no water, no electricity, all this stuff. The Rockets before James. Rockets now. Astros. After the World Series, Astros until 2014 or 2015, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
The Jack Easterby, Bill O'Brien era.
Oh.
And it's still in the middle of it. We are resilient sports fans. We are resilient people here, without question. The great drought of 2011.
So,
that
so
was
let's
a
rank them.
The worst things?
Easterby and O'Brien, Hurricane, the Arctic Blast. What else have we suffered through?
Well, I mean, Tax Day Flood.
Yeah.
The May Day Flood or whatever, well, when I got stuck on the highway.
Right. So where do you rank them?
I go Harvey one. I do this ice stuff too, and then Easterby and those guys are ahead of the other floods, the other hurricanes.
The Easterby O'Brien combination.
Yeah,
that's third.
Astros fourth. The flood when we all got stuck on
Tax Day.
Yeah, Tax Day.
Or was that Memorial Day flood? We had a tax day.
What was the flood where you were coming from the Rockets game?
Which one of the 50-year floods?
That was Memorial Day flood that was from the Rockets.
Which 50-year flood was it?
We had multiple.
That we had multiple 50-year floods.
Yeah, no.
Well, yeah.
As opposed to Harvey, the 100-year flood.
We just call this a 2-year flood because we're getting these every year.
Right. 743 ESPN 97. I'm going to go Harvey and then O'Brien.
Okay, what's the last? What's Man. Last on the list?
Come on.
Hurricane Bill? I know, out of respect.
Out of respect,
I'm going Ice Storm and all that stuff. You don't think I wanted for the comedy? You don't think I wanted to go?
I'm sure you
Texan
did.
Texan second?
All they did was hurt your feelings. I mean,
yeah,
it hurt.
But we're still in the midst of it. You know what? You know what, Dell? My power's back on.
Right. And so's Jack Easterby's.
This isn't over.
And so's Jack Easterby's.
Yeah. My power's back on. I still don't have a first or second round
you
pick.
You think if Easterby had been caught fleeing to Mexico, he would have got fired? Like if he pulled a Ted Cruz.
Did you see the mariachis in front of Ted Cruz's house?
No way.
What? They were playing. Ay, 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 ay. They brought the mariachis to his house. They brought Mexico to Ted.
744.
So he can bond with his family. I mean, they're still in Mexico, right?
I love people. 744 ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
On Twitter, me and Raheel always talk about where you get a retweet. Someone said, "Who did this?"
Yeah. They went outside of Ted Cruz's house, a mariachi band, so that he could feel closer to Mexico.
Oh, this is the band, and they're having a good time. They have holding signs up too.
If you were that is ingenious.
The
internet is undefeated, but now you didn't even need the internet for that. That is so awesome. Congratulations.
The thought behind that, I don't even care your political party. You got to say, that's pretty funny.
No, that's pretty funny.
Sending a mariachi band to his house?
There's pictures of Cal and Hannah out there with the cheerleaders handing out food. It's real. No, look. I mean, look. Okay. Cal's out there. And there's Hannah.
All right.
And it's like, I don't know.
What's wrong?
Every time I see him, I mean, don't you get, you have an immediate reaction of something that you see, right? Am I right? What's the first thing you think of? The first thing I think of when I see Najee Davenport.
That's not fair. Dumping a hamper.
Dumping in a hamper.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I think
that's
of.
That's one of the craziest stories, though. And by the way, welcome back to school today, kids. Not in HISD. They got two more days off.
Why? It's beautiful out.
Doesn't matter.
Go back to school.
Nope. HISD said, nope, two more days off.
Go back to school. It's beautiful.
My kid's like, shut up, John. What are you in here? Why are you vacation watching us? No, I know. It's crazy.
Guess what, kids? You're going to be making it up in June.
Make it up sometime.
Yep.
Make it up sometime.
Yeah, okay. You know,
okay. So what's yours with Cal? Knowledge is power?
The first thing I think of is dumb.
Is there a moment? No. Because forever we thought, has anyone ever heard Cal talk? We used to say that when Bob McNair was alive. Like, has anyone ever heard Cal talk? I've never even heard him talk.
No, he didn't talk.
And it's like, God, it seems like he might not be too sharp. All of our concerns have been justified.
Don't you think if you're, I don't know, just let the cheerleaders do it. They're good looking. And you know what? It's a good feeling when the cheerleaders are out there. Everybody gets a nice feeling and everything is good and fun. What? Don't roll your eyes.
Everyone gets a nice feeling.
Yes, everyone gets a nice feeling.
What nice feeling?
You see the Texans cheerleaders.
No, okay? You want to call it a nice feeling.
It's special. No, okay?
In special places, maybe.
See, that you're the one that said that. Yes,
Dell, you.
Yeah.
That's really on you.
Yeah, it's on me, yes, yeah. Sure.
But Cal, you know, I get a feeling like, just
it's dread.
Go away.
It's dread.
It is a dread.
He's your guy.
You're making decisions. You know what? There's something here. Maybe he could work at a drive-through window.
Okay? He doesn't need to work in a drive-through window.
Well, I thought the same thing. If you put a hat on him, it's food service. You put a hat on him and you put a sign in his hand.
Honestly.
And, yeah.
Let me
you
ask.
You think he could work at a drive-through window and it wouldn't be?
Let me give you four jobs. Dell, you go first.
For no, what?
What you were just said. Let me
ask you guys something. Look, I'm looking at the tweet, making a difference together. Cal and Hannah McNair joined Texans Cheer and Houston Food Bank today to help feed our city. A noble cause. But why do they put this out? Because it's not like the reaction is like four quote tweets, 167 likes, and they've got it's not like people are like, wow, let me push this. Why would you put this out?
Read the first five comments. I haven't even looked at it. First five comments.
The first one is, where's the preacher used to be?
Okay.
The response to that, he's stalking some of the players.
Okay.
By
the Texans?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not by the Texans. If I was there, I still would have roasted Cal. A reply to that is, that's what I'm saying. You let Walk go and the city froze. Y'all want to help the community? Fire Easterby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. Good gesture you guys did for the city. You know what would mean even a better gesture you can do? Sell the team.
Okay.
Wish they reminded me less of Ted Cruz.
Okay.
Sell the team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's Easterby? Working on trading Deshaun for two donuts and a plug nickel.
When PR stunts backfire,
yeah.
#sell the team.
I'm just not sure.
It's everything.
What's the
great
point?
Great job. Now sell the team.
What's You'd the be point heroes of this? In Houston. It's not like the positive reaction you're getting from it is overwhelming. It's
no.
Like, oh, look.
Everyone.
Overwhelming.
Everyone is cool.
Even
now
the
team.
Likes and the retweets.
That's what I'm talking
that.
About. Fire the likes are, like, for example, the Texans have a total of 1.9 million followers.
Yeah.
They got a total of 167 likes.
That's how long has that been out?
Since only 11 hours ago, but that's enough time.
Dude, that's way enough time.
So what I'm saying is, what's the point of this? It's not like you're going to get a great reaction from it. No one really cares that those two got they're out there. It's great. I'm not saying it's not good what that
you
they're
almost
doing.
Have to. Can they disable comments?
You can do that. You can make sure no
on
one
Twitter?
Replies. Yeah, you can. You should. Yeah. You might want to check on that for
this
your
is my
stuff.
My favorite one. #FireEasterby. My name, Pete. He's got an avatar of Jack Easterby and Hannah sleeping. Jack Easterby's face and then Hannah's over there sleeping like this. It every single comment is sell the team.
Well, they can't. I've heard that the Texans can't tweet. I mean,
anything is
a bloodbath.
Because, look, I mean, you take – that's the problem. Now you just look at Cal and there's a – that was with O'Brien. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then didn't you? Every time I saw Bill O'Brien on the sideline or whatever, I'm like, you get a negative feeling.
Yeah.
There is a negative reaction.
It's true. Even when Bill was winning, because you, it's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. You have a hard time feeling good about this organization at all. Part of it is because of their ineptitude over such a long haul. But now it's turned into something different. Now they're not passively. It's not like a. It's not a passive dislike. It's a proactive dislike of the entire organization.
Yeah,
and I'm saying not me. I'm saying in a general sense, this is what's out there. Even people who, like, people know Jack Easterby's name. You shouldn't know that guy's name. No one ever talked about Jamie Roots. No one in that city ever talked about Jamie Roots.
Well, but he's on the business side, though. Yeah.
But this guy should have nothing to do with football.
Well, the problem is that he was on the football side. That's the problem. That's exactly the problem. Jamie Roots never meddled in. He was not one of those meddling kids in the football side.
Yeah.
He knew his role. Jack Easterby doesn't.
What's his role now?
Who?
Jamie's.
Jamie? He's out there selling books. That's what he does.
What's his role for the Texans now?
He quit.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Yeah, another one bites.
And another one.
Yeah, that's right.
Jack Easterby is the DJ Khaled. And another one. And so, another one.
I mean.
Just keeps on going. Four minority employees in the, two in the, well, I don't know if it's one or two in security and four in the equipment area. Boom, gone. And another one. Two secretaries. Boom, gone.
I guess the phony
Andre
pastor.
Ware, you're next.
Whoa.
You don't say the Texans are number one all the time.
Right, yeah, that's true.
You're busy, analyzing a football game. That can't stand. You cannot let a guy actually have an opinion about football things that are on the field. We are truly back to greatness. Although that's the godless communist, and that's not what Jack wants to portray. But that's what it is. That's really gone that way now.
I guess the faith, family, and team, the phony pastor, Jack Easterby, who makes $3 million a year, couldn't hand out water. Does Cal and Hanahan locked in their River Oaks basement? No one buys this BS. Thanks for the water. Want to help Houston? Sell the team. Everyone has sold the team. Every combo. It's unbelievable.
The what they're doing, like I said, commendable, but I'm not sure what the purpose was of making it a public thing.
No, just do it.
Just do it. You're not going
to
get
trying to get some pee. Listen, Mattress Mac. He did every interview that's marketing. It's marketing. But you know what? Mac doesn't have the negative connotation that when you have a negative connotation like this, then you're just putting gas on a fire. That's all you're doing. Mac did every single one, and you know what? God bless the dude. Opened up his place,
yeah.
And he let people sleep on brand new furniture, and now he's got to sell it as used, and he loses money. But he did great things for the community. You know what? Cal's handing out water and stuff and food, and that's great. But you know what? No one gives a rat's ass because he sucks at what he does. He sucks at his job. He's terrible as an owner.
And anyone looking at that, not anyone, but plenty of people look at that and look at it cynically and be like, was he out there for 10 minutes and got the photo op? Yeah, whether true or not, that's what people will think because there's a negative thought about them as a whole.
Right, exactly. 757 ESPN.
It can't be fixed, though.
It can't be fixed.
I mean, there is no solution in the short term because they're not going to be good enough to fix it. And Cal is... I think it hit a tipping point already with him where he can't get past this. There's not a way to get past this for Cal McNair.
No.
There's not. I mean, no one's, even if you do well, there's been plenty of owners in sports who people didn't like and their teams did well. And fans aren't going to suddenly like you.
No.
Fans aren't going to suddenly like
Cal. How are they going to like, what is the like about Cal?
Nothing, but I think, okay. In their community, I honestly, all because his personality? They're socialites. No, because they're socialites. I think for Hannah, it's probably important that the people around them like them.
You know what? Right? Here's and that's interesting as you said. I was asked to go speak to a group. I don't know if it's a lunch group at River Oaks, and I don't think I'm going to do it because there's probably that's all his people there. And if you ask me about Cal, I'm going to tell you the truth, and it won't be good. No, it won't be good. It may become contentious. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say just because I'm in that group that his apparent group, his peers, I ain't gonna lay down what I think. I'm gonna lay down what I think about Cal, and it ain't gonna be the right spot for it. So I don't think I'm gonna do it. 758 ESPN 97.5
7137876. ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.